Welcome to the Art Burrito Podcast with Jason Wilkins. Life, art, marketing, and all the deliciousness in between. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Joe's good, here with me.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So you guys can hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
You hear us, yeah?
Yep, I can.
Good.
So first of all, I know you guys are very busy, and yes. And I really appreciate you taking the time. This has kind of been like a work in progress to get you on, but I totally appreciate that. I can't even imagine, like, it's just blowing up, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sort of started at the end of October, I think. And it all sort of kicked off really quickly.
Yeah.
And it's had a couple of little dips where it's quieting down a little bit, but only for a day or so. And then it sort of picked back up again. And Joe's been doing all sorts of things for all sorts of people.
Yeah.
Hence the time it's taken to get together, but we're definitely going to do it with you. That was never in doubt. It was just a time to get.
No, I get it. I get it for sure. So we'll do a quick intro. I mean, a lot of people, I've kind of been pumping this up on this end, and yeah. Everybody knows who you are. I mean, it's all over the place. So,
yeah.
So this is episode 27, I believe, of the Art Burrito podcast. And everyone who's not aware of Joe Whale and what he's been up to, Joe, you're like, you went from I guess doodling to this just sort of just like taking off. So what I usually have people do is kind of tell me a little bit about yourself and we'll go from there.
Okay.
So why don't you start maybe even just sort of like how long you've been drawing for? Here's the thing. I'm so interested in this because we have so much in common. It's actually kind of crazy. This is incredible for me. So I just want to kind of hear like where this all kind of started from.
Yeah, so I've been drawing pretty much all my life. But when I was like 6 or 7, I started wanting to change my technique with drawing. So I started doodling.
Awesome. So you started doodling. What kind of, like, where were you doodling? So if you're anything like me, it took me, you literally have like 30 years on me. So, but like, I got a studio space and I started drawing on the walls, with Sharpie in my studio, right? Where did you start drawing? Like, where was it, just paper at first, or did you go right to the wall, or how'd that work?
First I was drawing on paper in some pads and maybe on whiteboards at school as well. But then when it all started and I got a commission to draw on a wall.
Awesome. And that was the number four restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw that too. So you also have a twin, correct?
Yeah, his name's Jesse. Oh.
Okay, so is he artistic as well?
He is very good at art, but he normally focuses on realistic kind of drawings.
Cool.
He's really good.
So when I'll just jump in. So when the boys started primary school, they were just coming five, and the first parents' evening that we went to, their teacher said that she was blown away by both of their both the standard of artwork, and they were put on a gifted list when they were just before five. So they've always been naturally sort of talented with art. along among other things, actually, but art especially. But like Joe said, he took a different sort of path to where his art's going to take him.
Yeah.
So he started to draw more cartoony and doodle style. And it's quite a different doodle style as well, because everything's separate. He doesn't tend to draw things all, you know, joined.
Like uniformed and stuff. I normally start near the middle and then go out to the corners and then like put it all together.
Yeah, okay, so that's kind of where I'm interested too, because when I put my, people kind of ask me the same kind of stuff, like how does something come together that seems pretty complex?
Yeah.
And I kind of describe it to them like, it's literally just like you do, you doodle, but it just kind of naturally comes together. Like it's like a puzzle that just kind of happens, right?
Yeah. Think about it. You just do it.
Right. Yeah. Same with me. So that's something I find really interesting, and people are kind of blown away at it. And I feel kind of weird about it because I have no real explanation. It just kind of like, it just kind of happens. Right. Which is the beautiful part about it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like a lot of talents, really. If you ask, you know, a footballer how they're good at playing football,
sure,
they'd be able to tell you, they'd just say, I just can.
Just do it. Yeah,
exactly. And when we watched Joe do the wall at number four, because he'd never done anything on that scale, we were actually a little bit concerned because he doesn't like to sort of duplicate anything. And we knew how sort of the size of his characters that he does and all that sort of stuff. So we was a little bit concerned that he would fill it. But he actually, the bigger the space, he seems to be even better at sort of visualising what's going where. And it just seems to happen. Watching it was amazing, actually.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. So I've done certain jobs where they restrict my... So I'll do a mock-up for them or a rough draft.
Yeah.
And then I'll have the certain amount of space to work with. But when I get there, sometimes it turns out I have way more.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, I'm sorry, you know, can you handle that? I'm like, can I handle it? Like, that's the best part. Like, like literally showing up and being like, okay, I have all this extra room to kind of mess around with. And,
yeah.
That's where the freedom comes in, right? And I don't know about you, but like I've had people have me in and kind of say, okay, just do your thing. Does that happen? Or do you get a lot of people wanting to say, okay, this is how we want it to look. Can you do a drawing first to show us? Like, how does that process work?
Well, normally we get like messages and stuff, don't we?
Yeah, so in general, most of the time, they just want Joe to be Joe.
Yeah.
Really, with the stuff that he's done. He has done a couple of commissions or he sort of bid for a couple of commissions where they've asked for specific things or a specific brief, which Joe finds tougher, I think, because he'd much rather just create.
Do my thing.
Yeah.
And do what
I Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate to that too. Because sometimes things get, I've done a few jobs where it's very corporate-y.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like there are certain restrictions there, which you can kind of handle, so same sort of thing where people see what you're doing, they're like, that is cool.
Yeah.
Like, I just want you to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time. I mean,
my friends say it a lot.
Yeah. His friends give him a bit of hassle for him to show them how to do it and stuff. But,
I bet.
Yeah. So it's good to be given free rein, but we understand that, you know, to have some guidance, and some aim, you know, that's always going to happen especially with corporate sort of stuff.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I just saw something recently that you're on. What's it called? Little Big Shots.
Yeah, that's it.
So, was that the first real kind of big appearance you've done, or have you? What was the first sort of like big opportunity where you're like, oh wow, okay, now it's kind of real?
Well, before I had any opportunities, I thought the wall was a big opportunity. But when the Little Big Shots thing came in, I was like, this is definitely the biggest thing.
He's also done, I think, the first sort of big report was CBS News.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the first report that sort of went out, and he was on Lad Bible and Bored Panda and all these.
Bored Panda is the one I saw. I think most people saw that one.
Yeah, yeah. It all went crazy, really, from Lad Bible, yes. From CBS, Lad Bible, and Bored Panda. They were the big ones that really sort of got things moving.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have, I guess you have management now.
Yeah. So I look after Joe as far as his media stuff at the moment.
And my mom. Yep.
Yeah. And his mom. So his mom, Ness, looks Instagram. After his social media side of things.
Good.
I look after sort of the media stuff because I have to be involved. And obviously I'm working, so I have to work that around me as well. Joe's also signed to Stryker Entertainment.
That's what I saw the other day. Yeah.
So on a licensing and publishing side of things, Stryker are dealing with that.
That's amazing. So you got to hang out or meet Melissa McCarthy on the show, right?
Yeah, it was so fun. She was so funny as well.
She strikes me as someone who's probably pretty nice, like pretty real.
Yeah, it was unreal.
Yeah.
She was really nice.
And So this whole, we have to touch on the whole virus thing because there's no escaping that one. So how has that impacted things? So from travel standpoint, you're kind of like, that's it. You're going to hunker down and you can't really do much as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, to be honest, the guidance here at the moment is pretty relaxed. The UK, flights are a problem and stuff, and British Airways now are starting to, I think they're grounding 75% of flights or something now, British Airways. So there's definitely things happening, but it's a slow turning wheel in the UK. Like everything in the UK, we're pretty slow to react. And we keep on hearing there's daily updates now, apparently, but it's going to be sort of locked. I mean, Joe's going to school at the moment, and his brother and his sister, they're all at school, but I think probably by next week they may be called out of school. I would think but it's there's not much change actually here. It's there's a lot of talk, but nothing guideline to say, you know, we're on lockdown or anything like Italy or Spain or anything.
No,
like that. And
no.
Parts of the US now, I hear LA and New York, all the entertainment side of things, and bars and restaurants and stuff are starting to close up for a bit.
I'm in Peterborough, which is just a little bit outside of Toronto. Yes. And we have one case here, but it's voluntarily we have business shutting down.
Right.
And which is good to see, but it's insane how fast it impacted my business.
Right.
Like, just almost right away, I had cancellations
really?
All over the place just because. Yeah. So as far as being a freelancer, that's why I was curious how it was kind of affecting you. Like, I think we're going to be the hardest hit as far as, you know, artists and stuff like that. But there's also good. I always say there's good opportunity in situations like this.
Yes.
Too, right. Where you can reinvent or find new ways to do things. So I'm going to be kind of directing a lot online, but have you given thought to that?
Well,
like, have you maybe?
Yeah, it's just really come into the conversation, really. I had a couple of emails with Russell from Stryker today to just say it's, you know, things are going to be slower and, you know, to take a bit more time for things to come through and whatever else, which is perfectly understandable. Same for us. I think people aren't going to be so expectant of stuff at the moment because they know Joe can't travel and whatever else. We've just started to think about it. But like I say, the UK hasn't really changed. It's just if we come out of the UK or we need to come out. So we're doing everything via Skype. There's a couple of Skype conversations planned for the end of the week. And then I've just been thinking today, really, with Joe, if he comes out of school, it's the ideal opportunity to maybe start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Actually, if he's
100%.
If he's got some time to sort of burn, why not do a how to doodle YouTube channel?
That would be really, really awesome to see. For yes. Sure. And I think that would blow up too. You have a lot of momentum going, Joe. So like it's stuff like that. Yeah. Like 100%.
So we'll see what happens in the next few days.
Yeah. I mean, it's just what it is. Everything, it's all out of our control. Yes. And I think it's just literally like taking things as they come and living your life just like normal as much as you can. And yeah, there's a lot of freaking out going on.
There is.
And I think, I think a lot of it needs to calm down. I mean, the difference, the time we're living in now is like when SARS was around, it wasn't like there's no media like there is now, no social media. So, I mean, you just scroll through and it's like constant. So I think it's important.
The world's a very small place now.
It is.
You can hear about everything from everywhere very quickly.
I
don't think this is really any worse than other things that have been in the past, but it's just that we all know everything about it now quickly. So we'll see what happens in a few days.
For sure. So Joe, where do you see things evolving? Like, what do you think could be next for you? Like, I'm sure you're still loving the wall drawing. And if you're anything like me, that won't go away. but like, what else do you want to do?
Well, books and animations are my two main things that I want to do in the future.
Yeah.
And I'd like to be on some more shows and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in such a unique place for an artist, A, just because you're so young, but B, just being able to do what you love and getting the exposure is like, it's so amazing, right?
It is.
I could see for you animation for sure. And I don't know if you have, so what I do a lot of my work on is on the iPad Pro. And it's in an app called Procreate. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of it. Okay.
Yeah, we.
You have it? Okay, cool.
We got an iPad Pro and we got him an Apple Pen and stuff when it first sort of started because we had a bit of advice from a few people.
Okay, good.
And if you have a look on his Instagram, all of the coloured stuff is on Procreate. So he's he went through a stage really of doing 3 or 4 a night, really characters on Procreate. So he's definitely, but you could probably do with some tips on that if you're willing to get together at some point. Because he 100%. Knows the basics, you know, how to do the basic stuff. But I'm sure there's loads of stuff on there that you could help with actually.
There's stuff I'm learning all the time too.
And, there's a lot.
And the thing is, for the app is so cheap and they keep updating it, right?
Yeah.
So now you can animate right in there.
It is animation.
So that would be, and it animates by layer. Right. So you just play with the layers and you can have your characters move around.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a great time. Like to be an artist right now. I mean, social media, as you already know, it can carry the message anywhere and people can see it anywhere. And that's kind of, you know, I think it's just an amazing time besides what we're going through right now. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing time to be an artist for sure.
Joe's really enjoying himself. That's the main thing.
Yeah. The best thing I've ever done.
See, that's the other thing I wanted to touch on too, is having the support of you, Greg, like just saying, you love this. This is what you should be doing. I was really fortunate as a kid to have that same support. I went up and down. So I took jobs I hated for a long time. So this has only become full time within the last couple of years, and I'm 40, I'm almost 43. Okay. So, it's taken me this long. And I remember like getting really crummy jobs and my parents being like what are you doing? Like, you should really just be doing your art, when a lot of the time that's not realistic. Yeah. You have to pay bills to pay and whatever. It is a great time to be doing.
We've always sort of backed the arts in general, I love art myself. I'm a fairly good artist, and yeah. Ness is Joe's mom is similar.
Okay, so, that's something else I was going to ask is where you might have got the
skill from. We're all fairly arty in general, not just artwork. Ness's mom was a dancer, ballet dancer for a long time. She did some shows, and she actually got into the Custard Factory in Birmingham, which is sort of the next level down from the Royal Ballet. So she's always been involved in that sort of stuff. And Ness's mom is an illustrator.
Nan's an illustrator.
Yeah, so it's definitely in the genes. And we've always loved that side of things. That all the kids do stagecoach, performing arts and stuff.
Dancing, singing.
Yeah, so we've always been big sort of advocates of anything creative, really. So this is no different.
That's good. That's really good. I mean, what's happening a lot right now, I'm seeing, is like parents trying to live vicariously through their kids as far as like having them be something they don't want to be. And I think that's such a massive mistake, and it does some long-term damage, right? So that is, for me, like huge. So I think that's awesome that, you know, you're all on board with that. Because being an artist, I mean, it's not easy. It's just not easy. But if you love it like anything else, it's 100% worth it. I mean, it's just
the main thing is you get some smiling in the morning. So, that's the main thing.
Well, you got a head start, Joe, and a lot of people out there, because there's a lot of people hating what they're doing right now as far as work goes, and you live so much of your life doing your day to day work that, like, you know, if you're not going in happy, then what are you doing?
Right? Exactly.
So I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I like literally can't wait to see kind of what you're going to do next. And do you have anything?
I don't know if you saw on his Instagram, Emily Fine Art put a post on. Joe's just done 30 pieces for a hotel. Emily at Emily Fine Art in New York came to us with a couple of options of things to do. Joe decided to take the hotel, which is down in Palm Beach in Florida, of a newly renovated 5-star hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He's done 30 pieces, one for each room. That's sort of just come to an end now. He's just finished the 30 pieces, so that half of them have already gone and the other half will go in the next few days.
And now I've done, I really want to go there because I've seen it.
I bet. There's various conversations with production companies at the moment. So that's sort of the next. I can't mention who they are at this time, but there's conversations going on with production companies for animation, and also discussions with publishers, fairly large publishers, for a publishing deal. So that's sort of the main things that are going on at the moment.
That is incredible. Yeah, it gives me goosebumps, literally, like, for you. And, I mean, the opportunity is endless, right? Like, when you get into doing this kind of thing and it catches on, I mean, as you know, stuff comes in that you would probably never, ever.
That's in some of the conversations I've had with some of the people that I've spoken to is just ridiculous. You know, fairly high profile people, and they're contacting us.
We're not contacting them.
No, we're not really. I mean, Russell is obviously going to do that a little bit of that now, but up to date, we've just taken what's come in to us. We've got a fairly large retailer that wants to do a capsule clothing range as well, so that's in the proposal stage as well. So.
Yeah, see, that's the beautiful part about the kind of art that you do, Joe, and to a certain extent, kind of like what I do, is it lends itself really well to literally anything. Like, you can put it on a shirt, on a shoe, on a book, in a book cover, and in animation. Like, that's the unique thing. And finding that early on, and then having people realize the value in that, like, yeah, it's a beautiful.
We're gonna try and get in some cool sort of stuff to do, maybe skateboard and. Guitar. You know, he did his brother's guitar the other day. That's on Instagram. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, that was one of my favorite things.
One of our favorite things as well. And they're always the best when he doesn't tell you he's going to do them, where he just disappears and then he says, "Hey, look at this." And he's just done it. he obviously passed it by his brother first.
I was going to say, like, hey, Mom, I drew on all your clothes. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think that would go down so well. We're thinking about getting some, you know, maybe some trainers and some things, just some stuff that you can put on so Instagram that's cool. And you can wear them as well. What was that
about them? Yes.
I think, So, yeah.
That is great.
Sort of thing for him.
Very cool. So we'll wrap it up here in a sec, but is there anything else you want to kind of plug that you can share that you're working on now?
Nothing to plug. I'm trying to think. Like I say, those things, but they're all in the proposal stages, really.
Hush.
The hotel down in Florida, I don't think I'm supposed to say where it is yet. Although Emily has put something on Instagram, so... if I have a look on his Instagram, you'll find that. No, there's nothing else. Yeah. Just his Instagram page at thedoodleboy.co.uk and Facebook. Other than that, that's it really. I think Joe had a question for you about pens and stuff.
Yeah, like what you use and when you first are doing like a commission, what do you think of and like what is your mindset towards doing it?
That's a good question. So do you mean like when somebody reaches out to me, kind of how I approach it, sort of thing? So when something comes in, so I did a large mural for H&M, so their head office here, right? It was much the same. So the stage kind of goes like they come in, they say, hey, actually it was from Instagram, so. I had a paid ad out there and then they responded to that. And it was fairly along the same lines as kind of what you're going through. Like they kind of just say, come in and do your thing. I quote, and for my mural stuff, I kind of have it worked out per square foot. And depending on who it is, like that's the beauty of working for yourself. You can adjust the price for, you know, if you think it's, a lot of the times they'll go in lower and because I just love the company and I love what they stand for kind of thing. I quote it, they come back. Yes, no, if there's any wiggle room in the budget and then we work out price. I just go in and do it. And like I said, sometimes there's a preliminary sketch that they want. But it's all to date, it's all been people approaching me and, once someone sees what you're doing and they love it, it gets pretty easy, right? Sometimes you got to work a little harder. Some months you have to push a little harder to get what you want, but I think that's the fun in what I do is I love that freedom and I love almost not knowing what's around the corner, even if it's a little bit scary. If I have any advice for you, Joe, it's literally just enjoy every second. And like I said, you are early on. So there's going to be lots of ups and downs. But enjoy even the downs because there's value in those downs too. So just love it, man.
Well, he's loving it at the moment.
It's the best. So we have about... 40 seconds because the software kind of shuts down.
Just a quick
minutes.
One. What pens are you using for the big mural stuff?
Yeah, like a lot.
Okay, so those are Magnum Magnum and king size Sharpies. And that's it. That's all you use.
Sharpies.
They're my favorite type of.
They're my favorite too, because
the quality's good.
Yeah, they're just really quick, don't they? For a lot of different. Yeah, the quality's really good. Yeah. So I guess, but
yeah,
I would love to talk more. I just this shuts down. Yeah, so just give me 1 second. Hold on 1 sec. Okay, well, we're still recording. When I do this live in my studio, it shuts down after 30 minutes, then I have to restart. But anyway, it's still going. So
yeah, so the thing is, with Joe doing the larger stuff, he obviously needs to learn about scale to make it easier on himself. Because if he draws...
Yeah,
you know, if he's doing an 8-foot by 8-foot wall, which is what he did at number 4, you know, that was 12 or 13 hours of work. Because his characters are fairly small. So I think if he, you know, the more he does, he'll learn more about scale and sort of the pens will make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Like, take it from me. Like I said, I'm almost 43 next month. And the first mural I did in Sharpie, and if I were to go back, say even a year and a half ago, I've already improved so much, right? So you're going to see, Joe, like your stuff transform from
one month to the next. He's definitely 100% improved just in the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right. So it's just doing it over and over like anything else. I mean, and like I said, people are already loving what you're doing, so they will most likely love whatever kind of that style you have now turns into. Just kind of keep going with it.
Yeah.
As far as other materials, like I'm starting to do digital murals now too. I don't know if Joey
wants to do that. We've been approached by a couple of the companies that want to be involved in wallpaper and some digital murals that they'll create. I mean, Joe will do the drawing, but they'll create them digitally, I assume.
Yeah. See, isn't that even awesome? Like, you have so in here you have wallpaper already. You've talked about wallpaper, animation, clothes. I mean, it's endless because the way you work, right? But the mural, so I have a larger setup in my studio that can handle a little more room for my computer, like as far as larger files. So I just have a Mac for that and a tablet. So if you get into doing larger projects digitally, that's something you might want to invest in, or an iPad that can handle the size of the files. But that's what I'm working on now is a mural for a tech company. And it's all digital. So they'll just take it and print it, right? Which is beautiful for right now because I can do it from home. And I don't have to worry about it. But it's good to have that. Yeah, so I will do, so I've done the sketches on the app, and I'm not sure where it's going to go yet. I have to 100% see where, if I'm going to have to do it like, so that it's a large file. I'm not sure yet. It's going to be pretty big, so probably.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you have any other questions, like you can shoot them, you can ask them now. We can talk later. So if there's anything top of mind that you want to ask.
No, I think it was the pens really, because he's never used Magnums or King Size. He's used the W10s. Was it W10?
Yeah.
Sharpie. Yeah, the ones I use for the... So that's what you use for the walls. But these Magnum and King Size, are they a flat tip or are they like a chamfered tip? Or...
They're like a chisel. Yeah. They're like almost like a chisel tip. Yeah. Yeah. The King Size are really good because they're like in between. So it's kind of like a nice in between, maybe for your characters, Joe, where they're a little bit smaller. It's funny, the smell of the Sharpie, like I don't even notice it anymore. Some people are like...
And now it's not really strong at all.
So I always tell people, I'm like, I don't know if that's a good or bad sign, but I can no longer smell the Sharpie. But it is what it is.
I think we've covered everything, but we'll keep in contact.
Anyway.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And Joe can always fire over. You can ask if you've got any questions or if you want to catch up again at any point further down the line. We can do that. It's no problem.
For sure. Sounds great. So I really appreciate you taking the time, and it was like awesome to chat with you, and clearly like awesome things to come for you, Joe. And
I'll be watching. If we find ourselves in your neck of the woods, we'll give you a shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be very cool. Yeah. You can come draw on my wall. There's still room.
Have you left a bit of space?
There is some space. Yeah, there is a little bit, but it's getting filled up pretty quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Thank you so much, and take care of yourself. Thanks. And we'll talk soon. Thank you.